Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is hour two of the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday, September the 5th, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. Another beautiful, I will call it almost summer day. Sunny and in the mid-20s here. Episode number 67. We've been recognizing number 67s in sports. They include Mike Abou-Meshrick, Michael Frolik from the National Hockey League, Max Pacioretty, the Riders Dan Clark. Some senior hockey aficionados have written in Lance Haroff of the Belgoni Bisons. There's one for you, Saskies. And yeah, we'll take yours, your suggestions throughout the program here.
You got to say Abou again.
Abou?
Again.
Mike Abou-Meshrick. Mike Abou-Meshrick. Yeah. Mike Abou-Meshrick.
He might have went back to bed.
This is like his week. Bombers, Riders, Riders, Bombers, and he's not even around. Figure that one out.
I miss you guys coming to the Banjo Bowl.
Apparently, a lot of people in Winnipeg do. Your economy misses us.
Absolutely. To the Banjo Peter Bowl. The Pony Corral.
Trust me, that's come up. That story's come up. Vivian writing in on the Facebook wall, she says, our Canadian tennis phenom is into the semifinals at the U.S. Open, just saying. Well, two things on that, Vivian. One, we covered it last hour. We talked about it with Christopher Milo. And two, you want me talking about tennis? Do you want me talking about tennis? What the hell am I going to say about tennis? I know nothing about tennis. I don't like tennis. Doesn't mean it's not a great sport, but I'm not going to be watching it tonight. I'm going to be watching the National Football League, Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears.
2000 Olympics, Sydney, Australia. I was in attendance, and I went to a tennis event.
Was it great?
No. It was absolutely awful. Like, that was the most pretentious event. Oh. The game was stopped because at the time there wasn't as many digital style cameras. One of the cameras clicking, taking pictures was too loud. There was absolutely, you think when you go to a Pats game, a Rough Riders game, a Blue Bombers game, that you can't interrupt the play. You can't. There's no interrupting the play. They're shushing the crowd constantly. No beer in the stands. It was the most...
Sounds horrible.
Absolutely. It was not a spectator sport. And I look to the crowd when I watch highlights of the U.S. Open, and everybody looks like bored to tears. So I can't imagine this being a fun thing other than the play. And if you play tennis, you're probably very, very passionate about it, but it's kind of like golf. If you do not play golf and you do not understand golf, you're not watching it on TV. And I don't play tennis, I'm not watching it on TV. I will cheer for Canadians when the highlights come up in my sports feed, but come on.
Rack 'em, Clark. Yeah. Rack 'em. Yeah. So, two things. One, people are just scrambling for a Jordan Williams Lambert update. There isn't one. The last we heard, a CFL source telling me last night, he is not on his way to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He is trying to sign with another NFL team. Of course, if he doesn't, he will revert to Saskatchewan Rough Riders property. But no, there's no update this morning. We're getting ripped apart that our news department here at the Rod Peterson Show tweeted that he is coming back. I tweeted personally that we're not. Hey, I say whatever you say about me. I don't care. Just spell my name right. I don't care. Just talk about us. That's the main thing. And the other thing, lastly, on replays, as we welcome our director of scouting, Craig Smith, wearing a Dallas Cowboys hat today. Smitty, somebody said about our all-star celebrity football game the other night, the only thing missing was replays. They wanted replays. That's how great the game was at Libel Field the other night, and I appreciate you coming out. The
game was fantastic. It was unbelievable to see so many guys that have, you know, the game has passed them by, but they went out there and they did a lot of good things. Claremont, man, And the tall receiver from Regina.
Riley
Wilson.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That kid can still play. And, of course, Picton. Boy, how about him?
He looked great.
And the girls. You know, the Lavoie girls, the Amazing Race girls.
Lauren and Joanne Lavoie.
Lauren and Joanne. And, of course, Amanda. I mean, those kids, I mean, it was such a great time. And, you know, next year, I'm looking forward to next year.
Oh, Jim Hobson thinks we're going to have to add bleachers at Libel Field. It's a big deal. I think we'll televise it. And Claremont was diving for passes like it was 2006. But Rob Bresciani has found the fountain of youth.
He was incredible. Like, he was totally incredible. 1989, he played in the Grey Cup. This is 2019. Now, he went for a 55-yard run, and nobody caught him.
They couldn't catch him.
Then he makes an interception to almost win the game. You know, it's just unreal.
It is unreal. And, David, speaking of, we're trying to decide between, because we're going to do the celebrity game, alumni game the night before Labor Day Classic for years and years and years. And we're wondering, should we bring Bomber alum and do Riders versus Bombers alum, or just keep it Riders alum versus Riders alum, green and white, Rams and so forth? Do you think that would be something if we brought in a Bomber component to this, that they would do it?
I'm wearing blue, so of course it would be great. It all depends on what your audience wants. You had a great crowd this year for it. That's what it was. If you get the Blue Bombers involved, maybe it becomes a little rowdier. I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's what I know. But I'm worried about that.
No, I think any time. You know, why couldn't, if someone came, like, you know, if Abu was in attendance, right? Where would he play? Maybe you put him wearing blue, but he's still on a green team. Like, it doesn't, it's when you retire, we're going to talk to Chris Walby a little bit later, right? When you retire, you're a CFL star, and Chris Walby reps the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but he reps the league too. So anytime you're doing something, there's a great cause. I think the more players, maybe you get some Calgary people to come in, because people come from all over to watch the Labor Day Classic.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll think about it. These are some of the items that are up on the table. You've got a Dallas Cowboys hat on NFL opening night, Smitty.
Yep.
Does that mean you're a Cowboys fan?
Not at all. I have a good friend that's a coach there. And
okay. Wherever Sammy Garza?
No. Well, there's another one that I have too, but yeah. Doug Nussmeier.
And Nuss!
Yeah,
right.
And I've been a fan of wherever he's gone. He's been at the University of Michigan, Alabama, Michigan State. He's been all over the place. Now he's with the Dallas Cowboys. So this is purchased right at the stadium, and I love the guy, and I hope for wherever he goes. I hope for the teams that he's on.
Update, by the way, on our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll: Saskatchewan is a blank province. We're figuring some stuff out here today. The options are Packers, Vikings, Cowboys, or other. And please write in why. The Packers have 38.7% of the vote to lead. Saskatchewan is a Packers province, they're saying. 12.9% say Vikings. 11.3% say Cowboys. And 37.1% say other. The Packers are beating other. We're a Packers province, guys.
I got to vote. I got to get that Viking vote in.
Will you vote for the Vikes? You're really both Manitoba guys, though, Smitty. True. You're from Winnipeg, and David, you live there.
Right.
And Vikings are huge there in Winnipeg. Yeah. Eh?
I think Packers would probably be universal to states that probably didn't have football teams too. I know in the United States, the college component and people that go on to play in the NFL, that really the changes a lot. But the Packers are like a Dallas Cowboys. Surprising you don't have any votes for New England Patriots, because people love jumping on bandwagons. But you know, Green Bay Packers, that's one of those heritage teams, right? And you're going to see that tonight with the 100th kickoff
awesome.
To the 100th season.
For years, I would obviously travel in December, and I'd be going to bowl games or all-star games and stuff like that. It's totally incredible how many Green Bay Packer fans you see. If there's a game somewhere, they're on, you know, you'd come across them in the airport and look, holy cow, it's incredible how many Green Bay Packer fans are.
And I saw that at the NFL preseason game in Winnipeg, that they were like in full regalia. And even driving home, I was astounded by the amount of Wisconsin plates. And that weekend, I went to Fargo, North Dakota, and I was talking to the guy at U.S. Customs and Immigration. He said at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when people were coming back from that game, the border, you thought it was like a long weekend. Hmm. And it was all people coming back to the United States. And that was the Green Bay Packer fans around the Wisconsin and then that part of that Minnesota, North Dakota way. So that's a very, very popular team. And you know, think about the Minnesota Vikings, our CTV affiliate on Sunday covers most of those games, but think about the national games that the Green Bay Packers are a part of.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is what's pumped into your television, what's being pumped into your head, and it's Vikings games in Winnipeg.
Exactly. When I was a kid, 1960, in the 60s, you know, we'd get a Jim Adelson show before they'd talk, you know, which was from the Grand Forks or Fargo area, actually. He'd have his talk show on just much like this and talk to people, and then we'd get the Viking game. So that's how come I was a Viking fan. And, of course, the other thing was Bud Grant. I mean, I was a big Bud Grant fan, and then all of a sudden he's over in with the Vikes. Well, there you go. One of the greatest things was he liked one of my tweets. And that was
Bud Grant.
Bud Grant. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
active on Twitter.
I got to meet him. I got to meet him when he came up. He was put on the Wall of Fame. Yep. He came up, and I got to meet him, and I got a picture with him. It was just fantastic. Now, when you went to Fargo, did you go to Culver's?
I did not go to Culver's. No. Nope.
Culver's is. I was going driving up to Green Bay one time, and I was hungry, and Kathy was kind of sleeping, and I saw this sign, and it was Culver's. And I thought, well, let's go try it. Oh, my God. I've been to so many Culver's across the United States now. It is unbelievable.
It's a restaurant?
It's a restaurant. It's like
can't be better than Great Buffet or Golden Corral.
Well, this is a different thing. This is more like a fast food hamburger. Yeah. But they have a frozen custard, and it's like silk. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
On the football vein, Dave wouldn't care about this, but Smitty, you probably would with a Jordan Williams-Lambert thing. How close are you following that? Oh, and are Rider fans going on a little overboard?
I don't think so. I think the kid's got some skills. He did some good things last year. He's a good receiver, does a lot of good things. Where is he going to fit? You know, they've got a pretty good receiving core right now, but he's a solid player, and I think that he could come in and help.
What about Brett Jones being released?
Well, that pisses me off. You know, I mean, it's...
But he made the team. Well, right? Yeah. They announced him as he made the team on Saturday.
Well, I don't know what happened there. Yeah. Stats-wise, he's one of the better ones. If he ever... with us, knowing him, and guess what? What do? We watch him. And the kid, he hardly ever makes a mistake. He does a great job. That really bothers me. But it's the NFL.
George at the Four Seasons Sports Palace is very upset about that cut.
Yeah.
He went on yesterday as I stopped into for a little visit as we were preparing our arrival on October 26th for the Winnipeg Jets game Mosaic Stadium. We're trying to find some local landmarks that the Winnipeg people, the fans, can gather at.
George is back from Greece, obviously.
Yes.
All right. I hadn't heard from him since he got back.
Brett's a great kid. He's a great technician, and he can play.
Yeah, well, Dave Dickinson was on Calgary Radio, I think it was this morning, maybe it was yesterday morning, Stamps head coach saying he doesn't expect Brett Jones to be back in the CFL. He's an NFL player.
That's what I said.
Player.
He's an NFL. He's a key player. Just like John Ryan. John Ryan's an NFL punter. Saskatchewan Roughriders are very, very fortunate to have him.
It's strange how the Vikings did that. They announced their roster, and then all of a sudden there was a whole bunch of little deals made and guys cut. Like, could you imagine the elation of Jones? I made the team again. Like, woohoo, calling your family, calling your friends, maybe renewing your lease or something like that, going out and get a car. And all of a sudden, like the next day, come on in.
And I'm sure he expected it. I'm sure he expected to make the club.
Yeah.
Because he did well. Yeah.
Well, the word I got was that they signed a receiver, I don't know his name, on Monday or Tuesday. Josh Doctson, thank you, Clark, and that the NFL rosters now are like the CFL. It's a finite number. One comes in, one's got to go out. Two got to go. It's not like it used to be. You used to have guys hanging around.
Well,
10, 12, 15 guys.
Well, you got the 53-man roster, your 10 practice roster, and then, and that's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to...
He'll land on his feet somewhere.
He'll go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and that's the also thing that I heard was that he has a couple of offers from NFL teams, and he's deliberating, sitting on this waiver window period, and then we'll make a decision in a week to 10 days. That's Brett Jones, and CFL not on his radar right now. Clark telling me that he is an Atlanta Falcons fan, so there's that. I'm the Cowboys fan. That's the thing about this province. While the Packers, I think, lead, it's fragmented. Toronto's no different. They want to call themselves an NFL town, Toronto, when the whole city's split, cheering for all different teams. It's not just, then we're an NHL town then. Sure. By the way, breaking news as we talk football this morning. Clark telling me that the Oakland Raiders plan to suspend Antonio Brown after a blow-up with general manager Mike Mayock yesterday.
Wow.
Somebody wrote it on the Facebook wall that earlier today and said that has blown fantasy teams to smithereens. Another reason why I don't play fantasy football. I live in reality, not fantasy. You guys can have it, just not for me. And looks like AB is not for the Oakland Raiders, guys. I mean,
it's been a mess. I mean, you know, from the cleats, from the helmets to the, you know, the frostbite
from the cryogenic chamber.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just a mess. And you know what? He's one of the best, man. Like, if he could go in there, he sure would help that team. But what a mess.
What do you think, David? Are you following? Well, yeah. How could you not be following?
I have to watch what I say here. You remember when Charlie Sheen melted down a bunch of years ago?
Of course, and tiger blood.
And what was the cause of that?
A lot of things.
Right, but the essentially, and I'm thinking there has to be
mental
some
health
sort of
and
issue.
Addictions.
There has to be something with Antonio Brown because he's not thinking logically. The helmet thing is for your protection. Why are you going to get into a brawl with your some sort of altercation with your general manager? You're not bigger than the league. You're a player that can contribute, and you can make a lot of money. If you just kind of bear down and play football, make a lot of money.
I'm not a big fan of his agent. Way back, I remember
Rosenhaus.
I was with BC and Bob Ackles. We finished the draft, and Brett Romberg never got drafted. So Ackles said, "Give his agent a call because he was on our. Like he got drafted years back before." I called Rosenhaus and I said, "You know, Craig Smith from the BC Lions. You know, what about Brett?" And he said, "We got a deal." Click. So I thought, okay, thanks. It was really nice. So I've never been a real big fan of that guy.
Well, the thing with Antonio Brown, you have to understand something, Dave. These players, when we talk about what's wrong with people, and we talk about mental health and addictions, which I work in the field.
Yes.
A lot of the pro athletes, because they have so much money. What did Jerry Jones say yesterday? This money that he's given Ezekiel Elliott, he goes, it's stupid money. We're all overpaid. This is dumb money. They are not living in reality.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. None of them, in my opinion. So AB is just on another level of not living in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that he doesn't like his helmet, he didn't want to accept the change of the new helmet. He doesn't think he has to accept the change. But anything, you know, if people don't like change. You know, I related it to fiberglass masks came in when I was still playing goal, and I hated it because you couldn't see too much, mm-hmm. and it was too heavy and mm-hmm. all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't changing masks for me. It's get with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact same thing Antonio Brown's saying is I can't see. It's restricted his vision. I think he said the bar was too high. Yeah. He doesn't like it. Well, you have to accept it.
You know,
and he doesn't think he has to.
Well, I didn't like what he did last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Which part?
he did not play. He did not play. He you know, left his team. And that tells you a bunch.
And Le'Veon Bell, too.
Well, yeah, so, the whole year.
We'll continue the football discussion. Chris Wahlby coming up as well. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live shows right here. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, and you're catching our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-o prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-o price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Episode number 67 of the Rod Peterson Show. Thank you to what we did call Roots Kitchen and Bar. Now I guess it's Perk and Taps. You got to check that place out. Smitty, maybe you've been there.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you got to go there.
I will.
They bring us treats every morning, plus I think some of the best coffee I've ever had. So
where's
thank
the treats?
They're right around the corner. They offered it to you, I heard, when you came
shoot,
in. You turned them down. You're just being...
No, I missed
Well, they kept me away from the table. Like, hey, Heather, the treats around the corner. Oh, no, sit down right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a treat just before I go.
You can have a lot of treats.
Just going out.
There's a lot there. Yeah. No, we can't go now. No eating during the show. Yeah. Thursday morning sports update. A spot in the U.S. Open women's final is on the line tonight when Canada's Bianca Andreescu meets Belinda Bencic. Serena Williams will face Elena Svitolina in the other semifinal. I don't think I'll be going back and forth between the two. Tell me how it turns out. I'm proud of the girl, and I hope it is a Andreescu-Williams final. I think we all do. Friday opens week 13 in the CFL. The BC Lions visit the Alouettes in Montreal. BC's lost six in a row. The Owls have won two straight. Dub preseason tonight. Portland Winterhawks in Tri-City. And the Regina Pats visit the Swift Current Broncos. And Blue Jays note. Former Blue Jays pitcher Aaron Sanchez is done for the season. He'll have a procedure on his right shoulder next week. In four games with the Astros, Sanchez was 2-0. You can text your thoughts to the Prairie Mobile text line. It's on the screen right now. 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. More on the breaking news today of Antonio Brown to be suspended by the Oakland Raiders. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network, thank you for this, Clark, is saying wide receiver Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock yesterday, it did not get physical, sources say, but after a screaming match, Brown told Mayock that he would hit him in the face and then punted the ball and said, fine me for that. So a little furthermore, yeah, you guys are right. Antonio Brown is operating in another world that is not what we're in, but I don't know how that's going to change. How are you going to get him to calm down? Which, by the way, you were at the NFL game in Winnipeg, and he was there, right? He warmed up, I understand. AB was there
somewhere, but they didn't play anybody of note.
Right? How do you wish you hadn't gone? What's your take on that? By the way,
no, I'm glad I went. I'm glad I went because it's an NFL in our city. It looked way better on television. I went back and I recorded the game and did showcase our stadium nice, except for the pothole in the end zone, which, you know.
Not really your fault.
No, John Gruden said he'd play on that. Like, I mean, the guy plays it in Oakland, right? One of the worst fields ever.
Well, the skinned infield.
Yeah.
I mean, the baseball diamond.
You go from grass to the skinned infield, so what the heck?
It's amazing to see the number of guys. I've been to a lot of NFL preseason games. And it's just, there's different calls. The referees make different calls. I wish it wasn't on a shorter field. That was kind of an embarrassment. I don't care who was responsible, promoter, NFL, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, City of Winnipeg, but it just was kind of a blemish. But I'm glad I went. I bought tickets in the cheapest section when they immediately went on sale, and through the graciousness of the Winnipeg Football Club, I got moved to almost where my season ticket was for the Blue Bombers, which if I would have went to the pocket, was about $390 times four, which I got the tickets for. So I was very, I was glad of there. I was, I'll never get that close in Minnesota unless I want to pay $750. Right. And I'm a Minnesota Vikings season ticket holder. But I thought it was a good experience. It was fun. It was fun to be in the stands. It was fun to be, and there was a ton. And we referenced this earlier in the program. There was a ton of Green Bay Packers fans wearing their cheese heads, wearing their Brett Favre jerseys, wearing their beads and everything like that. It was for all intents and purposes a Green Bay Packers home game. However, that being said, that's a generation that was my age or a little bit younger or a lot older. The younger people, the 20s to 30s, 35s, all Oakland Raider fans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Looked like there was Oakland Raider fans.
There was, but they're all younger. There was like a lot younger demographic for Oakland. Is when Oakland scored, they were all in the rum hut. And it was, you know, it was an exciting finish. You say what you will about NFL preseason. The finish was great with that last second field goal that did in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Sunday, but it also did in the Green Bay Packers on the preseason game.
I turned it off after the first quarter. I was in Pearson Airport in Toronto. I'm like, this game isn't going to get better. It looked good. TSN did a good job, or I guess the Oakland broadcast of it. They did a nice job. It looked like fun, and I still say that they would have sold probably double as many tickets had the game been here. We'll see next time, because I think the writer said, hey, if you do it next year, we're all in. We just don't want to do it this year, so we'll hold them to their word on that.
I know
that.
You say that, but the price point, that's the difference. I mean, if you're talking about if I pay $90 to go to this Canadian Football League game as a season ticket member, do I want to pay $390? And there is a lot of money in Saskatchewan, but I think when it comes down to it, you're not going to spend $390 on a ticket to watch.
Yeah, but teams. I said this was my argument. Let the Saskatchewan people make that choice. Don't make it for them. Oh. 80,000 tickets were sold to Garth Brooks. So the money's here. We talked about
Absolutely.
A repressed
But Garth Brooks
economy.
Was $90.
It was $90. The ticket was cheaper for sure, but the point is the money's here. So the fact that the game was squeezed out of here to go to Winnipeg, we're going too far down that road. We'll just see. If they do bring the NFL back to Saskatchewan or for the first time. Chad in Yorkton writes in on this football talk and contracts and so forth, and he says the one-year contracts are killing interest. When we don't even know if we should buy a player's jersey because they'll be gone next year, we don't know who to buy in on, as well as these players have great personalities but have no one covering them. TSN needs to have these big personalities up front and center. Chad from Yorkton on the Prairie Mobile text line.
Bang on.
If I may just say this, Zeke Elliott gets all this money, highest paid running back ever. When these salaries keep going up, 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 and up, the only way that's ever going to stop is when you stop, like myself, paying $55 for a CFL retro hat, which I did the other day. And by the way, I love it. I don't know how many people would want to pay $55 for a hat, but I did, and I like it. The tickets are exorbitantly priced. We watch the games, which we all will tonight, and sit through the pain in the ass commercials, because that's what's paying for these salaries. So until the fans stop buying tickets, the Dallas Cowboys have sold every ticket for the whole season. Every game.
Wow.
As have the Cleveland Browns.
And the Dallas Cowboys, to their credit, because of TV money that they get from probably local sponsorships.
Of course.
And the national broadcast, they don't have to sell a ticket. That's all gravy.
I know.
That's a lot of gravy. That's all gravy. Like New York Yankees don't have to sell a ticket. And I watched at the Sports Palace, Four Seasons Sports Palace, I watched yesterday, it was the Mets and the Nationals in Washington.
Nobody there.
And the Nationals are a wild card contender. They're leading the wild card race in the National League. There's nobody in the stands. Nobody. We talk about an attendance problem in the Canadian Football League. Major League Baseball needs to get it looked at.
I think the only reason people talked about it in the CFL is that that's really the only league people are watching right now. The Blue Jays suck, so people aren't watching them anymore if you've seen the ratings. So right now it just seems like a CFL problem. You wait until these NFL games kick off. Tonight, a little different because it's opening night.
And primetime television.
It's a big primetime television, Thursday night football. It's a big deal. But, you know, you were saying, Smitty, how much you love Nashville. I was at two games in Nashville in December. Neither one was anywhere close to a sellout. Wow. It's not a CFL problem. It's a sports problem.
Sure.
You said that Nashville is your favorite city in America.
Well, New York City is.
Okay.
Yeah, New York City is my favorite. But Nashville is one of my favorites for sure.
You've been to them all, though, right?
I've been in the 49 states. You know, so I've been all over the place. You know,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and just a lot of fun, a lot of great places. Vegas is pretty good too now.
Well, just wait until the Raiders move there.
Yeah,
just wait.
Yeah,
Chucky's going to be the biggest deal.
Oh,
that town's ever seen.
It'll be quite something. That's for sure.
And obviously, they're not going to have AB. By the way, bringing it back to the CFL for a second. Labor Day's kicked off. I guess we are unofficially into the second half of the season. Smitty, I'll start with you, our director of scouting here. Do you see the trends continuing, i.e. Calgary's got Bo Levi back, so they're going to go like this. Winnipeg's got injuries to their quarterback. I got to say, Dave, it's kind of turned a little bit there. Ottawa, are they going to get it together? Do you see this continuing, or are things changing on a dime here in the
second half? Calgary's going to be rising. I think Bo Levi just they were a good team before with Fatty
Arbuckle. Yes,
but we got Bo Levi in there now. They've got Bo Levi in there now. He played so well. That defense has been playing well. I think that I think they're on the rise. So it'll be very interesting. And the old Bombers, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You know about Streveler, and I had a little bit of a
you like him.
Yeah, I've liked him before. And I love last Friday, I think it was, when Lynch was here. He brought out the stats when he was playing at South Dakota.
On a tablet.
I really like
tablet.
No, yeah.
Stone.
He carved it out, and he could read it. So, but he brought that out, and he brought out Streveler's. Streveler could pass when he was at South Dakota.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Right,
I saw him.
Missouri Valley Conference.
Yeah. No.
As I said to you.
But, still, doesn't matter. You can still make that transition. There's a lot of guys that have played Eastern Washington. What is that? Where did Bo Levi play? Bo Levi played in the same division of football, came up. It's all about development, too. I mean, Streveler's going to get better. Streveler did get better. Yeah. He went from last week to this week, throwing the football a little better. The other thing is make sure he's getting some protection. Like, he had some times when he had to move, and then he couldn't.
That's seasoning.
But exactly.
It's interesting you said the tide has turned. We lost one game. Winnipeg's lost one game.
But you got injuries, man.
Not that many injuries. I mean, Matt Nichols is out, but we knocked off the Edmonton Eskimos, started their spiral. We came within 2 points of the sixth game in a row Saskatchewan Roughriders, and we're a very strong team. We get Andrew Harris back after one more game.
Well, there was a report yesterday. I think it came from Ed Tate, the Bombers' in-house writer.
Yep.
That Nick Dembski wasn't practicing yesterday, nor was Lucky Whitehead.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not trending well, Dave.
No. And when you're in the top, it's harder to stay on top, to get to the top. Saskatchewan's going to find that out on Saturday, I believe. But no, Lucky White, they've held him out of a few practices. Dembski was largely invisible on Sunday in the Labor Day Classic.
Yep.
Johnny Augustine performed real well once he kind of got into the flow of the game. And I don't think you can basically pluck somebody off from the bench or the practice roster and toss him into a game situation like they did. And you saw that he got better and better. And you saw Chris Streveler make the necessary adjustments. And I'm glad that the director of scouting agrees that Streveler is not Matt Nichols, but he's not...
he's different.
He's not a bum.
He's not a bum.
He's not a Rudy Poo, as your buddy Lynch would say.
Don't forget, Fajardo, how many years has he been in the league?
Five.
Yeah.
When he was in his second year... Did he look like this?
Nope.
He didn't have these opportunities, though.
But he still got into games, and he still did. Like, when you saw him play earlier in his career, you kind of went, okay. It wasn't something where you went, oh, wait a minute, look at this guy.
It's a good point. Yeah. But right now, let's just say Fajardo doesn't sign an extension here, and he goes to free agency, which I don't know whether he will or not. I wouldn't be...
Saskatchewan can't allow that to happen.
Right. I wouldn't be rushing to sign if I was Cody Fajardo now.
Well, no.
So you go to free agency. Who are you signing? I know who I'm going to sign.
Yeah.
Cody Fajardo, not Chris Streveler.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
He would be the number one free agent on the board, would
because,
he not?
Because he's displayed that. I mean, his first game against that Ottawa game, it was scratching my head going, look at this. And then same with Dominic Davis. I was with Winnipeg. We had Dominic Davis when I was in Winnipeg. And he didn't really show anything.
Terrible.
Exactly. So he went to Ottawa, and it was almost like he was placing these balls to the receivers. Like,
it was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
Night.
But Cody Fajardo was the same thing. It was 44 or 41 or whatever the heck it was.
It was 44, 41, and that was an outstanding example of what the CFL could. They're just outstanding quarterback play.
I
can't even blame the defenses on that.
I often think there's sometimes there's no tape on a guy. and he'll come in there and light it on fire. But Fajardo has bucked that trend. Like, he's gotten better and better and better, and teams are scouting him better and better and better. But he's just, like, the wheels have come off the track on this guy. Like, he's going to be a superstar. I don't know if he's ever going to be Mike Riley money. I don't think anybody's ever going to be that again.
Nor should
they.
But
he is a very good quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, on the East for a second, as we await Chris Walby, are we going to get Bluto on? Might be having some connection problems. Sometimes Winnipeg to hear...
Hey.
No. Sometimes doesn't work. You know that. We got him. We got him. We got Big Bluto, Chris Walby joining us from Winnipeg today. There he is. Bomber great, CFL on CBC great. Good morning, Mr. Walby. How you doing?
Hey, Rod, great to see you. Great to see the professor there beside you. I apologize for having such a small little screen. I'm hard to believe I get my big little head in that little picture there, but it's all good, brother.
It is all good. The number one question I have for you is, have you eaten a Walby burger? You probably get asked it every day. Have you eaten one?
No, I have not attempted it yet. I look forward to the challenge. I believe they'll be out at the Banjo Bowl again, but having said that, that's a monster burger, man. I don't even know if a guy like myself could eat that. I know my kids tried it. They loved it. The reports I'm getting back, it's all good. So I'm happy as heck, man.
It does look amazing. For $45, it can feed a family of nine. I think it's the best deal in Winnipeg. So you see the sports doctor here. We've been talking about the Bombers, Chris. Where are you on where they are right now as a team getting ready for the Banjo Bowl on Saturday?
I think they're excellent position right now. I think they're going to split the series. Obviously going, you know, even when I played, going to, you know, the old field, it was always a tough place to play in Saskatchewan. And I know the record is 1-14, now 1-15 in the last 50. I don't know. You know what? It's just very difficult because you got such passionate fans. And I've always said that even when I worked at CBC, I said, you know what? Wherever I went, there was a sea of green. And, you know, I know the people in Winnipeg might, run their shopping carts into me for saying this, but I have to admit, I think the Saskatchewan fans are the best right now, just the way they embrace that team. Maybe because it's the only big ticket there, I don't know, but I just got to say that everywhere I go, they're really passionate about that team.
Chris, on social media, I'm taking a little bit of heat because there's a lot of ifs and buts and ifs and buts. But I firmly believe if the Winnipeg Blue Bombers offense came out stronger on Sunday in Sunday's game, and that would have been a much different story. Taking a little bit of heat of that. But that bend don't break defense. That put us in that bad situation because you can thump your chest all you want about not scoring touchdowns on us. But the Saskatchewan Roughriders didn't need a touchdown. All they needed was a field goal. So I think that had to have been what I would call a miscue on the defensive strategy in those last 2 minutes.
You know, I think they loved it when they played against Edmonton. They held them to 14 field goals. But having said that, you can't do that all the time. And I was pissed off because, I don't know if I can say that. I apologize to
you
the
just did.
But having said that, that's O-line mentality. We forget where we are all the time, okay? But listen. You know what? They gave up 15 passes of 10-plus yards. 15! And, I mean, you're playing so soft. Yeah, I understand you don't want to get beat deep by these guys, but you can't give them that much of a cushion. Have some confidence, man. Little bump, run with them, and if they come up, make the tackle. I mean, they just made it easy for these guys. I don't like the term bend, don't break. I just think it's one of those things you got to play a little bit more aggressive. I think their tackling was poor. I think Coach Rich, I mean, they played decent ball. Listen, don't get me wrong. Correct. I think they played excellent ball. But having said that, when it comes down to the crunch time and you got that other team on the 5-yard line and you can't stop them, come on. It doesn't matter. Then throw the rest of the game out because the other 57 minutes doesn't mean a damn thing.
You said you predicted a split, and I've actually picked the Bombers to win on our television show that we do, Chris Walby. But why will it be? Will it be scheme, emotion, or both?
Well, I think a couple things. I think Strebler is slowly progressing into a quarterback. I think I heard you guys before I got connected here talking about his days as a South Dakota Coyote. I think he had 43. He was a runner-up for the Walter Payton Award as top, college player. He threw for 40. He had 43 touchdowns. And interesting, 32 were passing, only 11 rushing. So he can throw the football.
Absolutely.
Right now he's just making decisions. I mean, those two interceptions were costly. But having said that, I think he's progressing at a right rate. Now he's got the crowd with him, not against him. Now you have an ability to check off. you can maybe change the play. I think Cody Fajardo is going to go and experience what Chris Trevor had last week in Mosaic Field. It's going to be very difficult for Cody Fajardo to change a play. They're going to have to go on a silent count. So I just think the fact that we got the crowd now, the 13th man is in our locker, and I think that it's going to be really tough for Saskatchewan. But having said that, we have to make sure we do not allow those guys to come out and drive to a 10-0 lead. Obviously, we can't have another first quarter like we did in Saskatchewan.
Chris, we had a heated debate in the first hour of the program with the Silver Fox on the safety. Where do you stand on teams giving up the safety?
Oh, Lord, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. You know what? I guess in certain instances, if you're worried about field position, but, you know, we've seen that happen a couple of times where they give a safety up, they punt, and the guy returns it back to where it originally would have been anyway if they had kicked it. So I guess it's all about the fear of the returner, right? I mean, Janarian Grant has, you know, excellent return abilities. I got to give Saskatchewan credit because I really thought that in our pregame when we did TSN 1290 here, I really predicted that Janarian Grant would be a difference maker on special teams because of the fact that, you know, Saskatchewan allowed 24 yards per return to Ottawa the week prior. So they really toughened up, and their cover teams did a great job on Janarian Grant. But now going back to safeties, I'm not a big fan of them, but, you know, that's part of the game. And, you know, one of the things I love about the CFL is we have differences.
Hey.
What?
Well, I love your work. What you did on CBC and, of course, you know, doing the stuff with, I think it's CFRW 1290. Just fantastic. Now, as a guy that has, I was in the league for 17 years with regards to scouting, I don't think we will ever find another Chris Walby. I think you were probably one of the best tackles to ever play this game. And when you and Gorrell, and I know Miles pretty good now, when you guys were together, it was just an incredible offensive line.
You know, I appreciate that comment. I'll tell you what, Miles got to come and put him beside the locker beside me, and we got the biggest gift. To some of the guys in the locker room cut 2 5-gallon water jugs and strapped them with ivory handles for our drinking glass. So after every game, the rookies had to make sure that they were filled with beer cans. So it was a wonderful time. But no, listen, we did something that I noticed in the game, and I had to play it back. And I saw that Stanley Bryant went over to the side outside of Hardrick. Hardrick moved to guard. Stanley Bryant went to tackle, mm-hmm. and they brought Drew Desjarlais for the right side. And when they finally scored that touchdown on a third time, a third and one on the goal line was mm-hmm. Jevler. Interesting that's what we do with Miles and myself. They move us from the tackle position to the guards for short yardage.
Wow.
I thought that was a brilliant move. To put the biggest boys you got in the middle or whatever, or overload aside. So pretty cool. But I appreciate the compliments, guys. Seriously, there's a lot of great ball players that play before me, and there'll be a lot after me. So it's just nice to be recognized in that group.
Now, I've talked to some of the guys that know you. Are you still drinking Lucky Beer?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Hey. Shares go up every summer.
Well, by the way, Great Western Brewery's just come on board. So, Chris, we'll be shipping some out to you at the lake because Great Western wants to branch out into Manitoba and Alberta as well. So there you go. If you like beer, you can have my share, Bluto. You know that. And by the way, you talked about line play. Your take on the long snapper, Chad Rempel, being knocked out of the game and just the hit itself, because that apparently is what Coach O'Shea was all upset about after the game.
Well, you know what? I was on the morning show this morning. There you go. And I was telling the guys how I would handle it. It's such a simple solution. It's a 5-yard rule. So you have, if you want to have somebody over that long snapper, you give them 5 yards and you can block them. I mean, you can't, you know, that just prevents the running them over. Listen, I know Chad Rebel, there was no penalty on the play. But I still think, you know, he's still vulnerable because even if he snaps up quickly, I don't think he's ready to take the pounding he took. So for me, I think it's a tough scenario. I mean, you're basically looking at the backside of your rear end, and all of a sudden you come up and there's a guy 280 pounds running you over. It's unfortunate Chad got hurt. It's an unfortunate situation. It's part of the game. You know, when we played back then, you were told to go run the guy over. You know, hopefully you'd get a bad snap, a high snap, anything, right, to create a turnover. Nowadays, you've got to protect these guys. I understand that's the new way of new wave of the CFL. But having said that, just give them 5 yards. Hey, Ambrosi, if you're listening, that's what you got to do, brother.
Well, he's going to be on the show on Monday, which we look forward to that. But, Chris, obviously you're fired up for Saturday's game. It gets even more fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've been jacked for a while. I think these two, even when you're not playing, you circle them on your calendar. Because this is the best rivalry. It's a Prairie rivalry. They're always close games. And it's always beautiful when they're the two top teams going at it for first place, especially this weekend. In Winnipeg, we have to get a split. We can't let you guys steal another one because obviously you'll have the season series. So, you know, a lot of pressure on us, especially without Nichols, without Harris. And they say Lucky Whitehead's banged up a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what we kind of lineup we put forth out there at home over at IG Field.
Chris, thank you. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys, and I apologize for the connection. I would like to show my whole body.
Oh, hey, the connection was just fine, and where our screen isn't big enough. Thanks, Mr. Walby.
Thank you, Rod. Always a pleasure, guys.
He's a beauty. Chris Walby checking in from Winnipeg today, and he is now at TSN 1290. Grey Cup champion for Winnipeg, which, by the way, I thought this was funny. I took a picture of a covered wagon parade, and I sent it to Dave, and I said, the last known Grey Cup parade in Winnipeg. You didn't think it was funny. That's funny.
It wasn't funny. We've had 10 of those, though. That's 10 of those.
Ah, here we go.
10 of those.
Here we go.
That might have been the size of the last Regina Grey Cup parade, but we've had 10 of them.
There's a black and white photo, by the way.
It was.
Actually, I think it was brown and white. Before we... Chroma color.
Yeah.
I was in the stands.
Before we let you go, at that Grey Cup parade in Winnipeg?
No.
When they had the covered wagons?
No, at the BC Place. Oh. The Bombers won.
last one here. What is your hometown, Smitty?
Winnipeg.
It's Winnipeg. Yep. Okay. You've lived everywhere, though. Eh?
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you here in Regina.
Yeah. I love Regina.
There was a campaign for a while there, as you know that. Before I let you guys go, a quick thought. We'll bring in Darren DuPont for overtime. Ed Hervey has somewhat stepped in it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Arash Madani actually sent me his own tweet ripping Ed. But Ed, I guess it was on Three Down Nation, or at least I'm seeing this on Three Down. Ed Hervey describes offensive line under Brian Chu, quote, looked like they've never played this game, unquote. BC General Manager Ed Hervey isn't one to mince words, and he let out his true feelings regarding the decision to fire Brian Chu. Here's Arash's tweet. Brian Chu is a CFL legend, a Grey Cup champion. He knows football. To slander a coach and football man of his caliber after firing him is needless, unprofessional, and disgraceful. Perhaps Mr. Hervey should look in the mirror at the team he's built. That from our friend Arash Madash. So I think Ed might have gone too far here. I didn't care. I didn't have a problem with what he said about John Jennings last year, but this is a little much. After he's out the door.
Have you had Wally Buono on yet?
Yep.
Yeah. What does he think? What's going on in British Columbia? I missed that program.
Sorry. I haven't had Wally on since before the season kicked off.
I think we need to have Wally on.
Yeah, we could do that. Did you hear that, Clark? That'd be a good one. That'd be a beauty. What do you think, Smitty, about these comments by Ed Hervey?
Well, I don't like them. He did that with regards to an offensive lineman a couple of years ago and said, this guy's never going to ever play for us again. Of course, he did. And I truly believe that's not something that you put out into the press. I think it's something that you keep it inside and take it from there.
Gentlemen, this has been a blast, as I knew it would be.
Appreciate you having me back.
You betcha, Smitty.
I had a horrible August. I'm glad I'm getting better.
Yeah, getting better one day at a time. And you go enjoy your massage, Dave.
No, we're going to have some treats.
Okay. You're going to have a big party here in the bunker. But Dupes will be with me in the bunker for overtime right after this timeout. Covering a lot of ground today. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
And we are underway in overtime here. Final segment of the program on this Thursday morning, September the 5th, episode number 67. Recognizing there's got to be more number 67s, Darren DuPont, than what we've recognized today. Mike Abou-Meshrick, of course, he is on the Mount Rushmore of the Rod Peterson Show. No doubt about it.
Did you say Dick Suiterman?
Oh, absolutely.
I did not say Dick Suiterman, so thank you. That's from Director of Scouting Craig Smith, who's now elbows deep into treats from Perkin Taps Coffee House over there. Max Pacioretty, Michael Frolik, Dan Clark, some of the 67s. False alarm on the Jordan Williams Lambert news, I've been told. And I guess somebody saw on his Facebook page that he worked for the New Orleans Saints. Works at New Orleans Saints. Well, he was there before he was ever a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, so that's not new news. Is that what you got up there? Clark's putting it up on the Facebook wall on our screen. What is it? Right there. Works at New Orleans Saints. Oh, there's my name. 18 mutual friends, including Pod Reederson. So, no, he's not going to the New Orleans Saints, but holy smokes, man. It's like stalkers at the airport.
Forensic
stuff
files.
For Jordan Williams Lambert right now.
It is.
Like he is the tipping point to get the Riders to the Grey Cup. Did you notice, interestingly, Keith Willoughby from the U of S?
Mm-hmm.
We got the jump on that, didn't we? We got the scoop on that.
Oh, yeah.
That he was on with us first, that the Riders in his simulation are picked to be Grey Cup champions, which is interesting to note. He started doing this in 2014, and his simulation has never picked the Riders to win the Grey Cup. So now it is. Do you believe in this?
Yes. I mean, it takes into account a lot of things. And, you know, with analytics and the math, it's more and more popular. And, you know, there's more and more part of that formula. It's stronger, right? So it'd be interesting. Did you ask him how many times he was right? I don't remember if he answered that. If he's been
right. I think he's a little above 50-50.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
I mean, there's so many intangibles that can come into it when you're predicting Grey Cup champions now. You know, even weather in a game can change, you know, who wins that football game. But
Of course, a bad call.
Yeah, but it tells you how well they're playing. It goes into, you know, strength of schedule, you know, down the rest of the season. It takes into account a lot of different things. So, and it's fun. It gives people a reason to pound their chest a little bit. And isn't that what sports is about?
Breaking news. Sean telling us on the Facebook wall that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the CFL have announced that Jordan Williams-Lambert has signed with the Green and White. Now, what's today? Thursday? This is outside the 48-hour window of him being eligible to play in Saturday's Banjo Bowl, because I think that's a 4 o'clock kickoff mountain, is it not? So Jay Will could play. Say what, Smitty? 11-2-5.
I don't know.
I don't get the code over there.
I don't think he's actually signed. No, I'm looking right now.
Sean, you better not be pulling our leg.
No, but I think when we're talking about it, I think what he's meaning is, wait. But I saw yesterday that the Riders announced that he's coming back. I saw that the CFL transactions.
Sean, where are
back.
You finding this?
It's old. He's just saying, how can he be in the Saints? How is he not here? Because the CFL and the Riders announced it yesterday.
Oh, Sean, you got to keep up, man.
We've had so much
news. I retract the breaking news. Fake news. How's that?
Yeah.
This is embarrassing, this whole scenario here right now.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not great. He still has it up on his Instagram story. False news.
That he's not coming
back. He's got the picture
Sean,
of him and the transactions.
Wake up.
And he says false news.
See, when you got a live broadcast going, this is you got to be with it, man. I should have waited for Clark to tell me that, not go from a viewer on the Facebook wall. Wow. Lesson learned. Thank you. Yeah, I lesson learned there not to listen to certain people. So Jordan Williams has not signed with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And by the way, the furor over this is just a little out to lunch for me.
Yeah.
Because people are just hitting there refresh. It's not, I don't know what to say. It's not Andy Fantu, Chicago Bears worthy. It's not Weston Dressler, Kansas City Chiefs worthy, in my opinion. Yes, he was the 2018 CFL West Division Rookie of the Year last year, but they've already won 6 in a row. This is a tag-on story, is it not?
Yeah.
Why are people going so nutso?
Yeah, I mean, because it's a big piece. I do think Jordan Williams-Lambert does add a lot. I think it's a big body. I think he's explosive. I think he can add a little bit more to this group. But I think we're just starting to really get excited that the Riders are a Grey Cup contender. I don't want to say favorite, but they're a Grey Cup contender. I think that's what's exciting, because when we started the season, it was, you know, this team will only go as far as Zach Collaros will take them. That's it. And Zach Collaros goes down, and the season was over. It was over. We were in a rebuild. Let's find the next guy. It's got to be Isaac Harker. Let's burn the year and build the next quarterback. And now all of a sudden, wait a second, season's not over. We got a shot. The predictor predicted us to be in the Grey Cup or win the Grey Cup. And now we think we're contenders. And now this guy makes us just a little bit better, adds another piece. Just, you know, when you come up to a trade deadline in hockey, if you're a contender, you think about reloading and you need to add that big piece. And then you really got a chance.
This is
what it feels like.
Depth move, almost, which is a fine move, but they're doing fine without him. Which, by the way, Sean's not giving up. He's not giving up. He's went and cut and pasted in our Facebook wall the CFL.ca story. Yeah, check the date on that, Sean.
Yesterday.
It's from yesterday. Yesterday's news.
But if
come on, wake up and smell the coffee.
15 seconds if you did. But here's what happened. He was released. Still can come back to the Riders. So it was announced. Transactions been added to the team. Riders thought they were within their rights with the contract to put him on the team, right? So there you go. It was announced yesterday. Then Jordan Williams-Lambert put it on his feed after you had put it on Twitter. Fake news, not coming back, still wants to explore an NFL opportunity. So, Sean, that's where we're at today.
And by the way, this is great. From Thomas. Now the, what should I say? The hecklers are coming out. He says, breaking news, hashtag breaking news. Jordan Williams-Lambert is attending Ball State. That's from 5 years ago.
Smart. Good one. They're on it.
Well, now, Clark, look, I'm going off there. I'm done with the Jordan Williams line. We're out of time,
that's
okay?
It.
By the time we come back tomorrow for a Football Friday with Dave's favorite, John Frenzy, and gosh, no, maybe he'll be signed by then. Can you figure it out, everybody? Thanks to our guests today, Chris Walby, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, the sports doctor, Dave Patrician, Darren DuPont. If I'm Beavis, he's Butthead. And let's get out of here.
Go Bianca.
We'll see you tomorrow on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.